Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Batting 258, 28 home runs. Goldschmidt has hit 23 career home runs with 100 RBIs against the Rockies. And there's a drive. Deep left center field. And it's a goner. Paul Goldschmidt clearing the Rocky bullpen.
Can you smell?
Home run number 29. 6-0 Cardinals.
Cardinals win it by the count of 6-0. Paul Goldschmidt with a home run right there. Let's bring in President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak as he's with us every morning on Sunday at 11:30. Mo, thanks for being with us. That's one of the many reasons you acquired Paul Goldschmidt. My goodness, did that ball go a long way.
Yeah, a lot of fun last few nights, right? Getting key hits, getting out to early leads and holding them. So it's been really fun to watch, and you know, a lot of excitement around this ballpark right now.
It has been good. I've been told that I cannot miss the opportunity. I need to take my picture in front of Big Ackland. Because that M is going
to... I would imagine someday it will be repaired, but yeah. It's certainly drawing a lot of attention right now.
Yes, it has. That was another bomb by Paul DeJong, and Marcelo Zuna has hit a couple of taters. The ball is flying right now, and the hitting is coming around. You know, we talked about that. Runners in scoring position, whatever. Hit. That's the key.
It's pretty simple, really, right? I mean, I think we always sort of try to look at what we're frustrated with or what's not happening. And, you know, sometimes when you just string some hits together, good things happen. But, you know, clearly when the ball goes out of the ballpark, when you have runners on, it certainly creates damage.
What are we hearing? Anything latest on Colton Wong? About an hour or so ago, we had Mike Schilt on the show, and he was going to wait and see what Colton was like when he came to the ballpark. Imagine he'd be sore.
He's sore. I spoke with him on my way up to my office this morning, and, you know, he's hopeful it's just going to be a day or two where, you know, he just probably isn't available. But trainers have not worked on him quite yet. And so maybe it'll be a little bit more optimistic for tomorrow, if you will. But time helps, and we'll just have to be patient.
Yeah, in a baseball season, injuries will come, that's for sure. And we hope the best for Colton Wong. Jose Martinez seems to be recovering quite well. How's he looking?
Well, he'll begin his rehab tomorrow. So right now, fingers crossed that it goes pretty seamless for him. You know, good news there is, you know, we can use the DH down at AA, so he can get some extra work in and buy a few more days on the throwing arm.
The Cardinals will take on the Rockies today, going for the sweep. They won yesterday 6-0, won 8-3 before that. And on Thursday, they come back and win 6-5. And, you know, you and your great staff have an incredible amount of numbers at your disposal. You can look at stats, you can look at analytics, and you can predict a lot of things in a lot of ways. But one thing you can't measure by stats is the trust that's among those players. And when you're down 5-2 after an Arenado home run, maybe some teams, or maybe teams in the past, don't have the ability to come back. But that Cardinals team came back, and I thought that was a significant win for you in 2019. Did you feel the same way?
Well, I think any time you pull off a game when you're behind is important. But clearly, as the calendar starts to shrink, number of games start to shrink, there's everything feels magnetized. And so you're like sitting there trying, like, how do I get the most out of it? But, you know, this club has shown a lot of resiliency this year. I mean, obviously we've had some really good months, and then we had a couple that we struggled with. But to be where we are shows you the character and grit of this team. And, you know, I think under Mike Schilt and this group, they're very focused. They take every day as a business day, and what happens that day, they turn the page and go to the next one. And they've been really good at that, especially of late. But to come back and win that game, yeah, that's huge, because you know, you're looking at the scoreboard this time of year. You're following what's happening in your division and what's going on. And so anytime you see the team in front of you already post a win, then, you know, you feel like you've got to do the same.
You know, there's something that Jason Isringhausen said yesterday in his speech that really struck me. It was when he talked about Marty Mason. And that's somebody who doesn't get a lot of attention and fanfare. But Marty Mason is the bullpen coach, played, he said, part psychologist. You know, that you think about that. Someone like Jason Isringhausen, who went through some ups and downs at a time when trying to stay on track, that is a big part of this game, isn't it? The guidance of that coaching staff. And how has your staff played a role in this team this year?
Well, I think that's one of the underrated things of what coaches do. I think a lot of times people just want to talk about, you know, can you fix his swing? Can you make them throw harder? Can you give them that second or third pitch? But reality is there's a very human element to this game. And so the relationship with player and coach is vital. And having coaches that have the ability to gain that trust with a player, to show empathy when needed, to motivate when needed is critical. And so, you know, you see why there's, you know, millions of books written about how to motivate, how to coach, and how to teach, because it's complicated. And if it was easy, anybody would do it. And so I think that's always where you have that mix of art and science, trying to you know, connect the two and get the most out of what you're trying to accomplish. So I think he articulated it well yesterday, and I certainly feel like our current staff is very well aware of that balance and what they try to do every day with players.
You're pretty close with Izzy, aren't you? I mean, he meant that. That was the greatest moment of his baseball life, he said.
You know, he's a special guy. And, you know, I've watched him evolve from the early days of when I met him as a player to where he is today. And, you know, I think my relationship with him has grown to more than just sort of like a boss and employee or boss and player. It's different. And we do enjoy going to play golf together a lot, and so some of the off-the-field stuff we get to do is really quite fun, and he's been a nice addition to this organization from a working standpoint, and I certainly appreciate everything he does with our pitchers, not only at the big league level, but also at the minor league level.
It was great to see him put on that red jacket, and Tony La Russa and Chris Carpenter helped him with that, and then Scott Rolen. With Ozzie Smith and Jim Edmonds, you've had some elite players in this organization. Ozzie's going to join us coming up here just after you. And Scott Rolen, he told me he was very nervous to get up there and make that speech. I think he's underrated as a speaker. He's pretty funny, actually.
No, he's got a very dry wit. And if you know him on a personal level, which I do, sarcasm can come out of him. But I think he is very entertaining and someone that's, you know, really fun to be around. But really, it was an honor to be up there yesterday when you think of those guys in their careers and being a part of that. They were, you know, very much a part of my formative years, but also getting to see them as they matured in the league and what they did. But, you know, Scotty was an unbelievable player. I think, you know, a lot of people said this yesterday, and I echo it, but probably one of the best defensive third basemen to ever play the game. And, you know, probably if he didn't have that shoulder injury, likely would have gone into the Major League Hall of Fame. So, tremendous guy. And really, yesterday was just a special day, I think, for everybody involved. And I know both of them, their families, their friends, they truly enjoyed it, and that makes for a special day.
Yeah, it was great. Mort Cooper also goes into the Cardinals Hall of Fame, 1942 National League MVP as a pitcher, and the Cardinals were a terrific team in the 40s, thanks in part to the efforts of Mort Cooper. The Cardinals are in first place right now. They're a game and a half up on the Cubs in the Central. There's a long way to go, but just overall, what makes you confident about this team moving forward? What are you seeing generally, John Mozeliak?
Well, I think in general, you're just playing better baseball, which is that always a good thing. But I just feel like you're also gaining confidence. I think this team is realizing what they're capable of doing. You get good starting pitching, keep you in games. Bullpen's been very strong this season. Timely hitting is something that you're seeing more of. You're starting to see the power come back. And if we can keep all those things going, we'll be an exciting club down the stretch.
Next time we talk on this show will be next Sunday, which is September 1st. You'll have the opportunity to expand your roster. How does that change things for you?
Well, I don't think it's going to change much from just the day-to-day lineup, but it, it does become much more intriguing on how innings 6, 7, 8, 9 look, because you have a lot more options. And, you know, I think we've gotten to see a lot of the faces that will be up here in September throughout the year prior to September 1st. But, you know, I do think we'll add some names up here, take advantage of the expanded roster. And as you think about, you know, gauging fatigue and making sure people stay fresh, it also gives you a little opportunity to be a little smarter and strategic in terms of the lineup and how to use your bullpen. So I do think we welcome that.
Michael Wacha is on the mound today for the Cardinals against the Colorado Rockies. We look forward to the matchup, and good luck as you go for the sweep today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, president of baseball operations, Cardinals and Rockies at 115. Ozzie Smith, the Hall of Famer, is next with us on KMOX.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.